no one knew for sure. It happens a lot these days. People are here, and then they leave, and you never find out what happened to them.
So it's not just kids who work for Return to Happiness. There's also a project psychologist. That's a type of doctor who's trained to help people who are having emotional problems, such as kids who are really sad or scared. But there are so many kids at Return to Happiness that the psychologist has trouble finding time for them all. Still, Juanita was starting to get better. I think Hoimir was really helping her, but then her family just disappeared. That's really sad for her and Hoimir both. Let's keep reading and find out how Hoimir got involved with this group. Continue from the second paragraph on page 114, where it says, "There is a lot about this work."
There is a lot about this work that is very sad. Sometimes it is hard to measure any kind of improvement in the kids. It is hard to know if we are really achieving anything. I've sometimes thought about giving it all up because I need to spend more time on my studies. My family is also poor, so I need to earn money to buy supplies for school. But I also wonder what would happen to these children if I and other young people didn't do this work. Most psychologists and sociologists don't want to come to Apartado to work because they say it is too dangerous. I was born in Montería, a large town about 90 miles east of Apartado. My father had a small shop where he sold household goods and fixed motorbikes. We never had much money. My father often came home drunk, got into fights with my mother, cursed, and sometimes whipped me. When I was 9, he left us, and I never saw him much after that. A few years later, he was murdered during a robbery. I was angry with